begin the current daven said the Megillah daf chafei begin on the base begin tzeis masla begin with the Gemara mal afan mal acher to know what's before what's after. So tzeis says Pirush, what does this mean that's forbidden to look at? Either mabaseb gavuli olam lemizach lemarv, what's the end of the world toward the east and the west? What's lafan and what's laacher? What's beyond the boundaries of our planet? Or yinami, another approach is mahayu kodem shayis megreish, going on time. What was before the 6 days of creation? Or mayiach shechalim, what's going to be after the world is destroyed? That again is not something we're supposed to look at. The story of the second narrative of the eagle, nikvul mitargim, that should be read but not translated. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains why. But that they shouldn't say that there was some substance to the eagle when they come out Aaron's. In fact, the Aaron said the eagle said that the eagle just came out as if it had its own control, as if it was a deity. Now, so it says, but that's difficult because the Yerushalmi plague and Meroy, and Yerushalmi is a machlik Zemerom. They command the Amid, there is an opinion that says, min bayoyma al shim tzibu kameim, from the Pasuk B'yam until the shim tzibu kameim, that was Maisa Eichel Hashem, that was the second narrative of the Eichel. Now, behind you, save the Krah, the B'yam Moshe, that's the end of the Pasuk of B'yam Moshe. The Pirish Rashi, according to Rashi, lahayilay lema el atchil tzibu, it should have said only until the beginning of the Pasuk. Wait, according to Rashi, you don't want to have mamashes. But that's where he said to them, and the eagle came out, which that's the pasuk before B'yam Moshe. So comes out, chare the pasuk afterwards, you could already translate. So why, according to Rashi, you're saying the whole pasuk, not only until that pasuk? So, l'chein nira can mefarash b'yishami. Rather, it seems like the way it's explained in Yerushalmi. That time, however, actually, the reason why you don't translate is l'bisha in dem g'nash l'yachad b'yachad. You cannot compare being embarrassed by an individual in private, oishal tzibur b'tzibur, or that of a public in tzibur, l'g'nash l'yachad b'tzibur, to that of an individual in the tzibur, which is the greatest type of disgrace. So therefore, the first time the narrative of the eagle is mentioned, so it's a gnai of the tzibur in public. It's not so disgraceful, because everyone is equal, we're all being embarrassed. But the story of the second narrative is what we're talking about Aaron himself, that's his disgrace, that's why you're not allowed to translate and explain the tzibur, and therefore, therefore, because of the disgrace, the honor of Aaron, they didn't want to translate it, that's in that pasuk too. And that's why it's not being translated. Not like Rashi says, because of giving legitimacy to the eagle. Hadlach Hakaris Megillah Emet, which I will turn to the third perek of Megillah, perek Hakaris Megillah Emet with Taisus, and that we begin the fourth perek of Megillah, perek B'nei Ha'ir. We begin to taste the maskel Hoyel va'ames bound by betaynus and mamodis, since that's where the people daven on public fast days and by mamodis, which Taisus says legors by mamodis, that shouldn't be the gears, because shariyabim mamodis lemetina rochayv. There's no kedushin rochayv because of mamodis, because we don't find by the mamodis that they daven in the street. Elo be'sekin esrei elchan, and rather they go to shul. In time, big basket times, like we learned in the Bryce in the last parak in times, that chavav amen out.